never remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. But what of the man? I know his name was Guy Fawkes, and I know in 1605 he attempted to blow up the Houses of Parliament. But who was he really? What was he like? We're told to remember the idea, not the man. Because a man can fail. He can be caught. He can be killed and forgotten. But 400 years later, an idea can still change the world. I've witnessed firsthand the power of ideas. I've seen people kill in the name of them. And die defending them. But you cannot kiss an idea. Cannot touch it. Or hold it. Ideas do not bleed. They do not feel pain. They do not laugh. And it is not an idea that I miss. It is a man. A man that made me remember the 5th of November. A man that I will never forget.
So, I read that the former United States is so desperate for medical supplies that they have allegedly sent several containers filled with wheat and tobacco. A gesture, they said, of goodwill. You want to know what I think? Well, you're listening to my show, so I will assume you do. I think it's high time we let the colonies know what we really think of them. I think it's payback time for a little tea party they threw for us a few hundred years ago. I say we go down to those docks tonight and dump that crap where everything from the ulcered sphincter of our Serica belongs. Who's with me? Who's bloody with me? Did you like that? USA, ulcered sphincter of our Serica. I mean, what else can you say? Here was a country that had everything, absolutely everything. And now, 20 years later, is what? The world's biggest leper colony. Why? Godlessness. Let me say that again. Godlessness. It wasn't the war they started. It wasn't the plague they created. It was judgment.
No one escapes their past. No one escapes judgment.
You think he's not up there? You think he's not watching over this country? How else can you explain it? He tested us, but we came through. We did what we had to do. Islington, Enfield, I was there, I saw it all. Immigrants, Muslims, homosexuals, terrorists, disease-ridden degenerates. They had to go. Strength through unity, unity through faith. I'm a God-fearing Englishman and I'm goddamn proud of it.
That's quite enough of that, thank you very much.
Excuse me, miss.
I'm sorry, I didn't
see
you.
In a hurry, are we?
I was just...
It's past curfew, you know.
My uncle, he's very sick.
Oh, sick uncle, is it? What do you think on that, Willie?
It's a load of bollocks, what I think.
I made a mistake. I shouldn't be out after curfew. I know that.
Yeah, well, maybe you could look after us before getting back to your uncle. See, my friend here, he's kind of sick, don't you, Willie?
Real sick. Bad case of the blues. You can feel them.
Don't touch me!
Oh, look, Willie, Kitty's got claws.
She just threatened us.
That she did, that she did. You know what that means, don't you? It means that we exercise our own judicial discretion.
And you get to swallow it.
I've got your finger, man.
Oh, she's getting the picture.
No, please. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Not yet, you're not. But you will be. By sunup, if you're not the sorriest piece of arse in all of London, then you'll certainly be the sorest.
Oh, no. Please don't do this. I'll go home. I won't do it again. I swear. Please.
What do you think, lad? Spare the rod. Spoil the child.
Help me! Someone!
The multiplying villainies of nature do swarm upon him.
What the hell?
Bugger off!
Disdaining fortune with his brandished steel, which is smoked with bloody execution.
We're fingermen, pal.
Blame in this 'tis too much proved that with devotion's visage and pious action we do sugar o'er the devil himself.
What's that mean?
Spare the rod. I can assure you I mean you no harm.
Who are you?
Who? Who is but the form following the function of what? And what I am is a man in a mask.
Well, I can see that.
Of course you can. I'm not questioning your powers of observation. I'm merely remarking upon the paradox of asking a masked man who he is.
Oh, right.
But on this most auspicious of nights, permit me then, in lieu of the more commonplace sobriquet, to suggest the character of this dramatis persona. Voila! In view, a humble vaudevillian veteran, cast vicariously as both victim and villain by the vicissitudes of fate. This visage, no mere veneer of vanity, is a vestige of the vox populi, now vacant, vanished. However, this valorous visitation of a bygone vexation stands vivified, and has vowed to vanquish these venal and virulent vermin, vanguarding vice and vouchsafing the violently vicious and voracious violation of volition. The only verdict is vengeance, a vendetta, held as a votive, not in vain, for the value and veracity of such shall one day vindicate the vigilant and the virtuous. Verily, this vicious swaz of verbiage veers most verbose, so let me simply add that it's my very good honor to meet you, and you may call me V.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so. But to whom, might I ask, am I speaking?
I'm Evie.
Evie? Evie. Of course you are.
What does that mean?
It means that I, like God, do not play with dice and do not believe in coincidence. Are you hurt?
No, I'm fine. Thank you to you.
Oh, I merely played my part. But tell me, do you enjoy music, Evie?
I suppose.
You see, I'm a musician of sorts, and on my way to give a very special performance.
What kind of musician?
Percussion instruments are my speciality, but tonight I intend to call upon the entire orchestra for this particular event, and would be most honored if you could join me.
I don't think so. I think I should be getting home.
I promise you it'll be like nothing you've ever seen, and afterwards you'll return home safely.
All right. It's beautiful up here.
A more perfect stage could not be asked for.
I don't see any instruments.
Your powers of observation continue to serve you well. But wait! It is to Madame Justice that I dedicate this concerto in honor of the holiday she seems to have taken from these parts, and in recognition of the impostor that stands in her stead. Tell me, do you know what day it is, Evie?
November the 4th.
Not anymore. Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. First, the overture. Yes. Yes, the strings. Listen carefully, can you hear it? Now the brass.
I can hear it. Look outside, Bonnet. What kind of music? How did you do that?
Wait. Here comes the crescendo.
Gentlemen, you have had 4 hours. You had better have results. Mr. Creedy.
The Bailey area is quarantined. All significant witnesses have been detained.
Good. Mr. Etheridge.
A recording device was found wired into the central emergency broadcast system.
The DCD was Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture.
Add it to the blacklist. I never want to hear that music again.
Yes, sir. We also doubled our random sweeps and are monitoring a lot of phone surveillance, indicating a high percentage of conversation concerned with the explosion.
Mr. Dascombe, what are we doing about that?
We're calling it an emergency demolition. We have spin coverage on the network and throughout the interlink. Several experts have been lined up to testify against the Bailey structural integrity.
I want Prothero to speak tonight on the dangers of these old buildings and how we must avoid clinging to the edifice of a decadent past. He should conclude that the new Bailey will become the symbol of our time and the future that our conviction has rewarded us. Mr. Hayer.
Our surveillance cameras captured several images of the terrorists, though the mask obviously makes retinal identification impossible. We also managed to get a picture of the girl that Creedy's men were detaining.
Who is she, Mr. Finch?
Not sure yet, sir, but we're working on several leads.
Anything else?
We located the fireworks launch and found traces of the explosives used at both sites.
Unfortunately, it appears that despite the heavy level of sophistication, these devices were homemade with over-the-counter chemicals, making them very difficult to trace. Whoever he is, Chancellor, he's very good.
Spare us your professional annotations, Mr. Finch. They are irrelevant.
Apologies, Chancellor.
Gentlemen, this is a test. Moments such as these are matters of faith. To fail is to invite doubt into everything we believe, everything that we have fought for. Doubt will plunge this country back into chaos, and I will not let that happen. Gentlemen, I want this terrorist found, and I want him to understand what terror really means. England prevails.
Yes.
People will buy this.
Why not? This is the BTN. Our job is to report the news, not fabricate it. That's the government's job.
On the lighter side of things, seems that the crew responsible for the demolition of the old Bailey wanted to give the old girl a grand, albeit improvised, send-off.
Although the demolition had been planned for some time, the music and the fireworks were, according to the crew chief, definitely not on the schedule.
We'll be right back.
Do you believe that load of bollocks? I mean, there was no bloody demolition. I saw it, the whole thing. Did you see it?
No. Last night I...
Oh, yeah, that's right. You went to see Daddy Dietrich, didn't you?
Evie, there you are.
You are still working for me, aren't you?
Sorry, Patricia.
I need 2 espressos and 3 coffees from downstairs. And Dietrich is ready for his tea.
I don't get it.
Why does he wear a Guy Fawkes mask and then blow up the Bailey? Didn't Fawkes try to blow up Parliament?
It's not too late. He's still got another 16 hours. Maybe he's just getting started.
Yeah. Okay, lead on a girl.
Look, don't get me wrong. I love it. A cow getting crucified. It's hysterical, but you'll never get it approved. You've got to rewrite it, okay? Got to go. I don't recall ever getting stood up by a more attractive woman.
Mr. Dietrich.
Gordon, please. I don't need Mr. to make this body feel any older.
Gordon, I was on my way last night, but there were fingermen and got a little scared and I went home.
Well, sadly, after last night, I think our curfew will only get worse.
X-rayed?
Nope. They're filled with bombs.
Well, wait till commercials to set them off, okay?
I can't believe you watched that shit.
What? Laser Lass is banging.
What's all that?
Not sure. They just arrived. Marked for stage 3.
Must be Prothero.
I wish someone had the balls to tell that brat that this station ain't his playground.
What the hell is this?
Just put them over there until I can figure out what they're for.
This looks serious. Her parents were political activists. They were detained when she was 12.
What happened to her?
Juvenile reclamation project. For 5 years.
Shit.
We're gonna need backup, but keep it minimal.
You sure about that, sir?
I just want a chance to talk to her before she disappears into one of Creevy's black bags.
Who's that? Don't piss me about.
You show me ID or I'll get Storm Saxon on your ass.
Fucking hell.
Cover these elevators.
The rest of you follow me.
Attention, attention. Will all personnel please evacuate the building? This is not a drill. Will all personnel evacuate the building?
What the bloody hell's going on here?
It's jammed.
Break it down.
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize for this
emergency chat.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility, repetition.
Bloody hell.
I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for a settler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You taught me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night I sought to end that silence.
Last night, I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten. More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the 5th of November forever in our memory. His hope was to remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you've seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me 1 year from tonight, outside the gates of Parliament, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
Kerosene fog. He's using our smoke machines.
Cover the exits. No one gets out.
The rest of you follow me.
And all of us.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus. Wait!
Hold your fire!
Please!
Nobody move. You're wearing a mask. Get down on your knees. Now!
Get the masks off.
Please hurry!
There's a bomb wire to the timer in the control booth.
Oh, no.
Jones, get anyone not wearing a mask out of here. Marshal,
sir,
help carry this man. Everyone else, let's go.
Good God.
Hurry up, you lot. Come on. Everybody out.
Hands on your head.
Do it now or I'll shoot.
I must say that I'm rather astonished by the response time of London's finest. I hadn't expected you to be quite so Johnny on the spot.
We were here before you even got started. Bad luck, Tommy.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report of a terrorist takeover of Jordan Tower, which ended only moments ago. A psychotic terrorist, identified only as the letter V, attacked the control booth with high-powered explosives and other weapons that he used against unarmed civilians in order to broadcast a message of hate. We've just received this footage of a daring police raid.
Stop! Stop! Stay where you are, we will shoot! Stay where you are!
Now, this is only an initial report, but at this time it's believed that during this heroic raid, the terrorist was shot and killed.
Bollocks.
Again, from what we've been told by authorities, the danger is now over. The terrorist is dead.
Right there. What's he thinking? Is he considering leaving her?
She just saved him.
He's a terrorist. You can't expect him to act like you or me.
Some part of him's human. And for better or worse, she's stuck with him.
Just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river.
You scared me.
My apologies. You feeling all right?
Yes, thank you. What is this place?
It's my home. I call it the Shadow Gallery.
It's beautiful. Where'd you get all this stuff?
Oh, here and there, much of it from the vaults of the Ministry of Objectionable Materials.
You stole them?
Oh, heavens no. Stealing implies ownership. You can't steal from the censor. I merely reclaimed them.
God, if they ever find this place.
I suspect if they do find this place, a few bits of art will be the least of my worries.
You mean after what you've done? God, what have I done? I'm like that detective. Why did I do that?
You did what you thought was right.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. I must have been out of my mind.
Or is that what you really think, or is that what they'd want you to think?
I think I should go.
May I ask where?
Home. I have to go home.
You said they were looking for you. If they know where you work, they certainly know where you live.
Why, I have friends. I could stay with them.
I'm afraid that won't work either. You have to understand, Evie, I didn't want this for either of us, but I couldn't see any other way. You were unconscious, and I had to make a decision. If I'd left you there, right now, you'd be in one of Creedy's interrogation cells. They'd imprison you, torture you, and, in all probability, kill you in the pursuit of finding me. After what you did, I couldn't let that happen, so I picked you up and carried you to the only place I knew you'd be safe. Here. To my home.
I won't tell anyone, I swear. You know you can trust me.
I'm sorry, but I can't take that risk.
But I don't even know where this is. We could be anywhere.
You know it's underground. You know the color of the stone. That'd be enough for a clever man.
What are you saying? That I have to stay here?
Only until I'm done. After the fifth, I no longer think it'll matter.
You mean a year from now? I have to stay here for a year.
Sorry, Evie. I didn't know what else to do.
You should have left me alone. Why didn't you just leave me alone?
Anything else on the parents?
Yeah, they ain't good. They were interned at Belmarsh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She died during the hunger strike, and he copped it when the military retook the shed. And that ain't the worst of it. Her brother was at St. Mary's.
Christ.
It's nothing but bad luck here.
So, we know her story. Now we need his.
V? Ah, bonjour, mademoiselle.
I just wanted to apologize for my reaction last night.
Mm.
I understand what you did for me, and I want you to know I am grateful. Your hands.
Yes. There, that's better. I hope I didn't put you off your appetite.
No, please, just, you're all right.
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Can I ask what happened?
There was a fire a long time ago. Ancient history for some. Not really very good table conversation. Now, would you care for a cup of tea with your egg?
Yes, thank you. I'm starving, actually.
Have a seat.
Most delicious.
Good.
Good. I haven't had real butter since I was a little girl. Where'd you get it?
A government supply train on its way to Chancellor Sutler.
You stole this from Chancellor Sutler?
Yes.
You're insane.
I dare do all that may become a man. Who dares more is none.
Macbeth.
Very good.
My mum. She used to read all his plays to me, and ever since I've always wanted to act. In plays, movies. When I was 9, I played violin. 12th night, Mum was very proud.
Where's your mother now?
She's dead.
I'm sorry.
Can I ask about what she said on the telly?
Yes.
Did you mean it?
Every word.
You really think that blowing up Parliament's going to make this country a better place?
There's no certainty, only opportunity.
Well, I think you can be pretty certain that if anyone does show up, Creedy will black bag every one of them.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
And you're going to make that happen by blowing up a building?
The building is a symbol, as is the act of destroying it. Symbols are given power by people. Alone, a symbol is meaningless, but with enough people, blowing up a building can change the world.
I wish I believed that was possible. But every time I've seen this world change, it's always been for the worse.
I tell you what I know. I know this is not a man.
What is it?
A man does not wear a mask.
What is it?
A man does not threaten innocent civilians. He's what every gutless, freedom-hating terrorist is. A goddamn coward.
There will be no negotiation, Roger. When I arrive in the morning, the paddy will be gone. I'm looking at the tape right now, and he has no idea how to light me. My nose looks like Big Fucking Ben.
Listen to you, bleeding sod. England prevails because I say it does, and so does every lazy cunt on this show, and that includes you. Find another DOP or find yourself another job. I'll tell you what I wish. I wish I'd been there. I wish I'd had the chance for a face-to-face. Just one chance, that's all I need.
This so-called V and his accomplice Evie Hammond, nail demagogue, spouting their message of hate, a delusional and aberrant voice, delivering a terrorist ultimatum. An ultimatum was met with swift and surgically precise justice.
Their story, ladies and gentlemen, is
good guys win, bad guys lose, and as always, England prevails.
Holy Christ!
Jesus!
Good evening, Commander Protheroe.
Oh, my God. How did you get in here?
Don't worry. I've made sure our reunion won't be disturbed by any pesky late-night phone calls. Commander.
Stop that. Why do you keep calling me that?
That was your title, remember? When we first met all those years ago. You wore a uniform in those days. You.
It is you.
The ghost of Christmas past.
Yeah.
Finch, it's Dascombe.
Dascombe?
I've already called the Chancellor. We have to get control of the situation.
What situation?
Chancellor Sutler agreed, for obvious reasons. We have to keep this discreet, Inspector.
Cast in the wrong light, the loss of the Voice of London could be devastating to our credibility. Perhaps a stroke. No, no, it's too horrific. Quiet. Dignified death in his sleep.
We got any eyes or ears on this one?
No, I can't, because we can't. It's the same MO as before.
Have you got an elevator log ID?
Let me guess.
She's in deep, Inspector.
See?
My fat metal friend.
Good job.
Monday.
God. I hope I didn't wake you.
No, I just thought you were fighting. I mean, for real.
My favorite film, The Count of Monte Cristo, with Robert Donat as Edmond Dantes.
Not my sword, Mondego, but your past that disarmed you. It
gets me every time.
Never seen it.
Really? Would you like to?
Does it have a happy ending?
As only celluloid can deliver.
Okay. Put the sword away.
Forensics just rats. No prints, no hair, no fibers. The guy's like ghosts. You wouldn't believe the shit they found on Prothero.
Drugs.
Could have started his own hospital.
Interesting.
Why?
Did you know Louis Prothero was one of the richest men in the country before he became the voice of London?
Drugs?
Legal ones. Major stockholder in Viadoxic Pharmaceutical.
Viadoxic and St. Mary's in less than a week. Coincidence?
Well, you're at this as long as I've been, you stop believing in coincidence.
May we come up?
You find your own tree. Did you like it?
Yeah. But it made me feel sorry for Mercedes.
Why?
Because he cared more about revenge than he did about her.
Nationwide were devastated as news of the most popular...
Wait, what's this?
...most awarded stars in the history of the BTN. A man known to the entire nation as the Voice of London passed away late last night from apparent heart failure. An extraordinary talent...
She's lying.
...he dedicated his life to his country...
How do you know?
...and his beliefs.
She blinks a lot when she does a story. She knows his force.
And it came as no surprise to those who knew him that his body was found at his office, where he often worked long hours after everyone else had gone home. Lewis, you will be sorely missed.
B, yesterday I couldn't find my ID. You didn't take it, did you?
Would you prefer a lie or the truth?
Did you have anything to do with that?
Yes, I killed him.
You... Oh, God.
You're upset?
I'm upset. You just said you killed Lewis Prothero.
I might have killed the fingerman that attacked you, but I heard no objection then.
What?
Violence can be used for good.
What are you talking about?
Justice.
Oh. I see.
There's no court in this country for men like Prothero.
And are you going to kill more people?
Yes.
Take a look at this. Prothero's military record. What do you see?
Iraq, Kurdistan, Syria, before and after, Sudan. Busy boy.
Yeah, but after all that, they put him in charge of a detention facility at Lark Hill.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished. Do you think there's a connection between our boy and Lark Hill?
It might explain the connection between him and the Hammond girl. Problem is, I can't find any other record of it.
Lark Hill. I cannot recall that particular facility, Inspector, but you're welcome to review our records.
We've been through your records, Major. All it says is that there was a detention facility at Lark Hill, approximately 10 miles north of Salisbury.
Well, there you have it.
This is a matter of some urgency, Major. We need to know if there was anything different about this facility.
I'm sorry, Inspector, I simply cannot recall.
Was there a specific profile for those being sent there?
Usual undesirables, I should think.
But do you know?
Of course not. I wasn't myself stationed there.
Do you know who was?
I cannot recall any specific names, but if you look through our records...
Your records are either deleted, omitted, or missing. As head of the detention program at that time...
Before you go any further, let me remind you, Inspector, things were very chaotic back then. Right now, we don't have the problems we had back then. We all did what we had to do. And in those circumstances, we did the best we could. And that's all I have to say about that.
You can do this. Hi. I've been thinking. There's something I want to ask you, but I don't think you understand why unless you know a few things about me. My father was a writer. You would have liked him. He used to say that artists use lies to tell the truth while politicians use them to cover the truth up.
A man after my own heart.
You always told the best stories. Until my brother died. That was when everything changed. My brother was one of the students at St. Mary's. After he died, my parents became political. They protested the war and the reclamation. When Sutler was appointed High Chancellor, they were at the riot in Leeds. I watched on the television, thinking I was going to see my parents killed. I remember them arguing at night. Mum wanted to leave the country. Dad refused. He said if we ran away, they would win. Win, like. It was a game.
Easy, quick, hide!
Again. It was like those black bags erased them from the face of the earth.
I'm sorry, Evie.
No, I'm the one that's sorry. Sorry I'm not a stronger person. Sorry I'm not like my parents. I wish I was, but I'm not. I wish I wasn't afraid all the time, but I am. I know this world is screwed up. Believe me, I know it better than most. Which is why I wanted to ask if there's anything I can do to help make it right. Please let me know.
If you wish.
You really think you'll find something here?
Worth a shot. One thing is true of all governments. The most reliable records are tax records.
It appears that the original electronic records have all been lost, probably during the Reclamation. A lot of things went missing back then, but I found this hard copy filed in the coal vault. Everything we've got on Larkhill is in there.
Thanks. This is a great help.
Feed fairy.
By the power of truth, I, while living, have conquered the universe.
Personal motto?
From Faust.
That's about trying to cheat the devil, isn't it?
It is. And speaking of the devil, I was wondering if your offer to help was still standing.
Of course.
It appears that unforeseen circumstances have accelerated my original plan. As a result, I'm in need of someone with some theatrical skill.
I'll do my best.
I believe you will.
Another doctor? Why does a detention facility need so many doctors?
I don't know, but this is interesting. The highest paid person at the camp was a priest.
Really?
Yeah, Father Lilleman.
Lilleman?
He's paid almost 200 grand a month.
No, that is interesting. Looks like he was promoted. He's a bishop now.
Your Grace.
Oh, yeah, miss. Has everything been arranged?
Yes. I've just received your Interlink itinerary, and you should arrive in Perth in time for Mass.
Your most diligent, Dennis. A noble example for all those who labour in the name of our Lord. But...
Your Grace?
Well, it wasn't labour that I was speaking of. It was rather my final remittance that I was interested in. My last little joy.
I'm sorry, Your Grace. She has arrived, but there was some confusion at the agency, and they've sent a new girl who I'm afraid is a little older than usual.
Older? Oh dear, she's not too old, I trust.
That is for Your Grace to decide.
Oh my.
Your Grace.
Think that I
doubted your loveliness for an instant. Mea culpa, my child. Mea culpa. Sins.
This isn't a game, Your Grace. Someone's coming and I think he means to kill you.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you this because I want some kind of protection or amnesty. I had nothing to do with the Bailey and I made a terrible mistake in the Jordan Tower, but I think this should balance out.
What are you talking about?
I'm Evie Hammond. I've been the prisoner of the terrorist named V for the past several weeks, and I am telling you that any moment he's going to come through that door because I unlocked the window in the room where Dennis told me to get ready.
Wonderful! It's a game I've never played! What a delightful mind you have! I hope the rest of you is just as interesting.
No, please, you have to believe me.
Oh, I do. Now, let me show you the firmness of my belief.
Stop it! Get off of me!
Seems like a cat to the dangerous hell now. How best procure her confession? No! You little bitch! You fucking little... Oh!
Reverend.
Oh, my God. She was lying. It is you.
I'm sorry. I had to.
Evie! Thus I clothe my naked villainy with old odd ends, stolen forth from holy writ, and seem a saint when most I play the devil.
Oh, please, have mercy.
Oh, not tonight, Bishop. Not tonight.
Joseph, I'm afraid I'm not.
No, well, then. Your
lazarity, are you? Your mouth. Don't stick out your tongue.
What the?
I don't want to die!
This is Surveillance 109. We have an emergency.
Run every name in that file. I want the whereabouts of all of them. Tonight.
Yes, sir. Fuck her up. Here comes a finger.
Yeah. Get going, I'll handle it. Greedy. What are you doing here?
Several prominent party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector. This is no ordinary situation and requires more than your ordinary attention. The Chancellor demanded my immediate involvement.
It'll be hard to run an investigation if you're detaining all my witnesses.
The security of information is paramount. In these volatile times, mistakes like Jordan Tower can no longer be tolerated if indeed Jordan Tower was an accident.
What does that mean?
Terrorist seems to have a rather intimate understanding of our system. The Chancellor suspects there might be an informer.
Are you saying I'm under surveillance, Mr. Creedy?
At this time, it would behove you to cease any investigation of matters that have long since passed and concentrate on the concerns of our present.
You mean Lark Hill?
Major Wilson is a friend of the High Chancellor. His loyalty is not in question.
But mine is.
Your mother was Irish, wasn't she? Terrible what St. Mary's did to Ireland, wasn't it?
I've been a party member for 27 years.
If I were you, Chief Inspector, I'd find the terrorist. I'd find him soon.
Evie! Good God!
I'm sorry. I didn't know where else to go.
Yes, well, you better come inside before someone sees you.
Cheers.
Gordon, I know every cop in this country is looking for me. I know it's horrible of me to come here to put you in this situation.
Evie.
If they find me here, you could be in terrible trouble.
Evie, listen to me. If the government ever searched my house, you would be the least of my problems. You trusted me. It would be terrible manners for me not to trust you.
Oh, my God. That's God Save the Queen. My parents took me to it when they hung it at Gallery 12. I thought Sutler had it destroyed.
He believes he did. Cost me more than this house. But no matter how bad I feel, it always cheers me up.
What is that?
It's a copy of the Quran, 14th century.
Are you Muslim?
No, I'm in television.
But why would you keep it?
I don't have to be Muslim to find the images beautiful or its poetry moving.
But is it worth it? I mean, if they found that here...
I told you, you'd be the least of my worries.
Thank you, Gordon. Thank you so much.
It's all right.
You know, this whole thing started the night he blew up the Old Bailey, and I was on my way here, and...
Ah. Yes. You see, we're both fugitives in our own way.
But...
You're wondering why you were invited here to supper in the first place, if my appetites were for less conventional fare. Unfortunately, a man in my position is expected to entertain young and attractive ladies like yourself. Because in this world, if I were to invite who I desired, I would undoubtedly find myself without a home, let alone a television show.
I'm sorry.
Not as sorry as I am. And the truth is, after so many years, you begin to lose more than just your appetite. You wear a mask for so long, you forget who you were beneath it.
I'm sorry, Chief Inspector. Same basic toxicology as Prothero. You could get these poisons from any house in London.
Thanks, Delia.
Any leads on finding this guy?
Honestly, nothing yet. But there's something else you can help me with. You started as a botanist, didn't you?
It's a scarlet carson. They're believed to be extinct.
He leaves them at the crime scenes. I'd appreciate it if you could have a look at it. Any information could be helpful.
Of course.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Just finished going through the fire, Inspector. You better get back here.
Yeah, okay.
My God, he's killed them all.
All but one.
Who is she?
Not sure. Clearly one of the people in charge at Larkhill. But after they shut it down, she disappeared. 2 years. Until she applied for an overseas visa, which was denied.
Running away?
Probably, because after that, all record of her seems to stop.
She changed her name.
Well, that's what I'm guessing. I put a call into the registry, but I haven't heard back.
It's late. Or early.
Call him again, I want that name.
What, are you sure about that?
Okay, thank you. Dr. Diana Stanton changed the name of Delia Surridge.
The coroner?
Yep.
Jesus, I just saw her.
It's you, isn't it? You've come to kill me. Killing myself. I knew that one day he'd come for me. I didn't know what they were going to do. I swear to you. Read my journal.
What they did was only possible because of you.
Oppenheimer was able to change more than a cause of a war. Change the entire course of human history. Is it wrong to hold on to that kind?
I've not come for what you hoped to do. I've come for what you did.
It's funny. I was given one of your roses today. I wasn't sure you were the terrorist until I saw it. What a strange coincidence. I should be given one today.
There are no coincidences, Delia. Only the illusion of coincidence. I have another rose. And this one is for you.
You're going to kill me now?
I killed you 10 minutes ago. While you slept.
Is there any pain?
it meaningless to apologize?
Never.
I'm so sorry.
Obviously wanted us to have it.
He wanted us to know the story, or at least a part of it.
Am I to understand that you have read this document, Inspector?
Yes, sir.
Has anyone else read it?
No, sir.
Then let me make this perfectly clear to you. The contents of this document are a matter of national security, constituting an assault on the character of several important party members, as well as a blatant violation of the Articles of Allegiance. As the authenticity of this document cannot be verified, it could be an elaborate forgery created by the terrorist as easily as it could be the deranged fantasy of a former party member who resigned for psychological reasons. Any discussion of this document or its contents will be regarded at the very least as an act of sedition, if not a willful act of treason. Is that understood, Mr. Finch?
Yes, sir.
You would do well, Inspector, to put it out of your mind.
May 23rd. My first batch of subjects arrived today. And I have to admit that I'm very excited. This could be the dawn of a new age. Nuclear power is meaningless in a world where a virus can kill an entire population and leave its wealth intact. Get together! May 27th. Commander Prothero toured the lab with a priest, Father Linneman, who I was told is here to monitor for rules and rights violations. It made me nervous, but afterwards the commander assured me there wouldn't be a problem. June 2nd. I keep wondering if these people knew how they might be helping their country, if they would act any differently. They're so weak and pathetic. They never look you in the eye. I find myself hating them. August the 18th. Of the original 4 dozen, over 75% are now deceased. No controllable pattern has yet emerged. September the 18th. There is one case that continues to give me hope. He exhibits none of the immune system pathologies that the other subjects developed. I've discovered several cellular anomalies in his blood that I've been unable to categorize. The mutations seem to have triggered the abnormal development of basic kinesthesia and reflexes. The subject said he could no longer remember who he was or where he was from. Whoever he was, he is now the key to our dream, and the hope that all of this would not have been in vain. November the 5th. It started last night, around midnight. The first explosions tore open the entire medical section. All my work. Gone. I was trying to understand how it could have happened when I saw him, the man from room 5. He looked at me, not with eyes. There were no eyes. But I know he was looking at me because I felt it.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
What is that you're making?
We call it Iggy in the Basket. My mum used to make them.
This is weird.
What?
The first morning I was with him, he made me eggs just like this.
Really?
I swear.
That is a strange coincidence. Although, there's an obvious explanation.
There is?
Yes, Evie.
I am V. At last you know the truth.
You're stunned, I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that beneath this wrinkled, well-fed exterior there lies a dangerous killing machine with a fetish for Foxian masks. Vive la revolution.
That is not funny, Gordon.
Yeah, I know. I'm useless without a studio audience.
I've seen people go to jail for less than that.
Of course, he was right, wasn't he? There is something wrong with this country.
Morning, Inspector. You're out early? Something wrong? Don't look so good, sir.
I want to ask a question, Dominic. I don't care if you answer me or not. I just want to say this aloud. But I need to know that this question will not leave this office.
Yeah, of course, Inspector. Because of the terrorist?
No.
So what is it, Chief? What's going on?
The question I want to ask is about St. Mary's and Three Waters. A question that's kept me up for the last 24 hours. The question I have to ask is, what if the worst, the most horrifying biological attack in this country's history was not the work of religious extremists?
Well, I don't understand. We know it was. They were caught. They confessed.
And they were executed, I know. And maybe that's really what happened. But I see this chain of events, these coincidences. And I have to ask, what if that isn't what happened? What if someone else unleashed that virus? What if someone else killed all those people? Would you really want to know who it was?
Sure.
Even if it was someone working for this government? That's my question. If our own government was responsible for what happened at St. Mary's and Three Waters, if our own government was responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people, would you really want to know?
Based on random audio sweeps, I've projected that right now 80% of the public believe the terrorist is still alive. We're also showing a 12% increase over last month's positive mention in all four quadrants.
Mr. Creedy.
We're handling it as best we can, Chancellor. Arrests are as high as they've been since the reclamation.
I want more than arrests. I want results.
What's all this about?
I'm celebrating.
Celebrating what?
I think this could be the best show you've ever done.
Very good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, we've got an extraordinary show for you tonight. You're not going to believe it. As a matter of fact, I don't think I do. Would you please give a very warm welcome to our own Chancellor, Adam Sutler!
No.
Why?
Help me!
We threw out the censor-approved script and shot a new one that I wrote this morning.
Oh, my God.
Chancellor, I understand you've been under tremendous strain lately since the beginning of this whole terrorism business, and we thought it would be a nice idea to try and help you relax. Go. Ah, warm milk. There's nothing better.
I understand you enjoy glass every night, Chancellor.
Since I was a boy.
But you're wrong, Mr. Dietrich. The terrorist was never a serious concern.
Oh, really?
Chancellor, Chancellor.
Why are you saying that he's not still alive and active?
Terrorist has been neutralized.
Oh, my God! Chancellor! Look! The terrorist! The terrorist! Get him!
Hello.
Dear.
We've got the most watched show on air.
Well, you're my agent. That's what I pay you for.
Protect me. Should have hired him years ago to be my mother.
You're mad.
Either that or I wasn't breastfed.
Is everything a joke to you, Gordon?
Only the things that matter.
What if they come after you?
Listen, I tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to have to make some kind of apology, do some boring fundraiser, and in the meantime our ratings will go through the roof. It'll be fine. Trust me.
Gordon?
Quickly, me, hide!
Not so funny now, is it, funny man?
Do you know why you're here, Evie Hammond?
Please.
You've been formally charged with 3 counts of murder, the bombing of government property, conspiracy to commit terrorism, treason, and sedition, the penalty for which is death by firing squad. You have one chance, and only one chance, to save your life. You must tell us the identity or whereabouts of codename V. If your information leads to his capture, you will be released from this facility immediately. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You can return to your life, Miss Hammond. All you have to do is cooperate. Process her. Thank you.
I know there's no way I can convince you this is not one of their tricks, but I don't care. I am me. My name is Valerie. I don't think I'll live much longer, and I wanted to tell someone about my life. This is the only autobiography that I will ever write. And God, I'm writing it on toilet paper. I was born in Nottingham in 1985. I don't remember much of those early years, but I do remember the ring. My grandmother owned a farm in Tottlebrook, and she used to tell me that God was in the ring. I passed my 11th class and went to a girl's grammar. It was at school that I met my first girlfriend. Her name was Sarah. It was her wrist. They were beautiful. I thought we would love each other forever. I remember our teacher telling us that it was an adolescent phase that people outgrew. Sarah did. I didn't. In 2002, I fell in love with a girl named Christina. That year, I came out to my parents. I couldn't have done it without Chris holding my hand. My father wouldn't look at me. He told me to go and never come back. My mother said nothing. Not only told him the truth, was that so selfish? Our integrity sells for so little, but it is all we really have. It is the very last inch of us. But within that inch, we are free.
It ends whenever you want it to. Just tell us where he is.
I don't know.
I'd always known what I wanted to do with my life, and in 2015 I starred in my first film, The Salt Flats. It was the most important role of my life, not because of my career, but because that was how I met Ruth. The first time we kissed, I knew I never wanted to kiss any other lips but hers again. We moved to a small flat in London together. She grew scarlet carsons for me in our window box, and our place always smelt of roses. Those are the best years of my life. But America's war grew worse, and eventually came to London.
There's a bill proposed by the Undersecretary for Defence, Adam Sutler, to close the remaining tube stations passed with their universal...
After that, there were no roses anymore. Not for anyone.
You won't last much longer. You're gonna die here. Why protect someone who doesn't give a shit about you?
I remember how the meaning of words began to change. How unfamiliar words like collateral and rendition became frightening. While things like Northfire and the Articles of Allegiance became powerful. I remember how different became dangerous. I still don't understand it. Why they hate us so much. They took Ruth while she was out buying food. I've never cried so hard in my life. It wasn't long till they came for me. It seems strange that my life should end in such a terrible place. But for 3 years, I had roses and apologized to no one. I shall die here. Every inch of me shall perish. Every inch but one. We must never lose it or give it away. We must never let them take it from us. I hope that whoever you are, you escape this place. I hope that the world turns and that things get better. But what I hope most of all is that you understand what I mean when I tell you that even though I do not know you, and even though I may never meet you, laugh with you, cry with you, or kiss you, I love you. With all my heart, I love you. Valerie.
I'm instructed to inform you that you have been convicted by special tribunal, and that unless you are ready to offer your cooperation, you are to be executed. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Are you ready to cooperate?
No.
Very well.
Escort Miss Hammond back to her cell. Arrange a detail of 6 men and take her out behind the chemical shed and shoot her.
It's time.
I'm ready.
Look, all they want is one little piece of information. Just give them something, anything.
Thank you. But I'd rather die behind the chemical sheds.
Then you have no fear anymore. You're completely free.
Hello, Evie.
You. It was you.
Yeah.
That wasn't real. He's gone.
I'm sorry, but Mr. Dietrich's dead. I thought they'd arrest him, but when they found a Quran in his house, they had him executed.
Oh, God.
Fortunately, I got to you before they did.
He got to me. You did this to me. You cut my hair. You tortured me. You tortured me. Why?
You said you wanted to live without fear. I wish there'd been an easier way, but there wasn't.
Oh, my God.
I know you may never forgive me, but nor will you ever understand how hard it was for me to do what I did. Every day I saw in myself everything you see in me now. Every day I wanted to end it, but each time you refused to give in, I knew I couldn't.
You're sick! You're evil!
You could have ended it, Evie. You could have given in, but you didn't. Why?
Leave me alone! I hate you!
That's it! See, at first, I thought it was hate, too. Hate was all I knew. It built my world, imprisoned me, taught me how to eat, how to drink, how to breathe. I thought I'd die with all the hate in my veins. But then something happened. It happened to me, just as it happened to you.
Shut up! I don't want to hear your lies!
Your own father said that artists use lies to tell the truth. Yes, I created a lie. But because you believed it, you found something true about yourself.
No!
What was true in that cell is just as true now. What you felt in there has nothing to do with me.
I can't feel anything anymore!
Don't run from it, Evie. You've been running all your life. Listen to me, Evie. This may be the most important moment of your life. Commit to it. They took your parents from you. They took your brother from you. They put you in a cell and took everything they could take, except your life. And you believed that was all there was, didn't you? The only thing you had left was your life. But it wasn't, was it?
Please.
You found something else. In that cell, you found something that mattered more to you than life. Because when they threatened to kill you unless you gave them what they wanted, you told them you'd rather die. You faced your death, Evie. You were calm, so still. Try to feel now what you felt then. There's a lift that'll take us to the roof.
I'm leaving.
There are 872 songs in here. I've listened to them all, but I've never danced to any of them.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
I can't stay here.
I know. Well, you won't find any more locked doors here.
I thought about keeping this, but it didn't seem right knowing you wrote it.
Didn't. May I show you something before you go?
She was real.
Yes.
She's beautiful. Did you know her?
No. She wrote the letter just before she died, and I delivered it to you as it had been delivered to me.
And it really happened, didn't it?
Yes.
You were in the cell next to her. And that's what this is all about. You're getting back at them for what they did to her. And to you.
What was done to me created me. It's a basic principle of the universe that every action will create an equal and opposing reaction.
Is that how you see it? Like an equation.
What was done to me was monstrous.
And they created a monster.
Do you know where you'll go?
No. That would have scared me before, but I suppose I should thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Evie, may I ask you for something? If I had one wish, I would wish to see you again, if only once, before the 5th.
All right.
Thank you.
Chancellor, I know no one seems to want to discuss this, but if we're to be prepared for any eventuality, then it can't be ignored any longer. The Red Report in front of you has been vetted by several demolition specialists. Now, it concludes that the most logical delivery system for the terrorists to use would be an airborne attack. A separate report has been filed suggesting a train, despite the fact that the tunnels surrounding Parliament have been sealed shut.
Who filed that report?
Chief Inspector Finch.
Do you have any evidence to support this conclusion, Mr. Finch?
No, sir. Just a feeling.
If I am sure of anything, Inspector Finch, it is that this government will not survive if it is to be subject to your feelings. Mr. Dascombe, what we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television. This message must resound throughout the entire interlink. I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
In the former United States, civil war continues to devastate the Midwest.
Scientists attribute this latest water shortage to the lack of rainfall the last 2 years. Ministry officials expect water coupon prices to rise.
Police have arrested 9 suspects.
Can you believe this shit?
Reporting avian flu.
We've gone on all summer.
Outside the quarantine zone, a new airborne pathogen has killed 27 people.
Authorities have uncovered new evidence linking the terrorist organization called V to the St. Mary's viral attack on London 14 years ago.
Inside the thing, it came up with something. There were 3 men. Covert intel. Original black baggers, one under Creedy.
Alan Percy, Robert Keyes, William Rookwood.
The day after the St. Mary's outbreak, Percy gives his Beretta a blowjob. Keyes dies in a fire.
Rookwood goes missing.
Bloody coincidences are making me sick in my stomach.
Rookwood. I know that name.
Holy shit. He must have had a hidden trip on his file at the finger. But you know it was you. What do we do?
I'm a cop. I have to know.
Came to the Arctic, gave you the collie wobbles.
Still does.
That's close enough, Inspector.
We're not wired.
I'm sorry, but a man in my position survives by taking every precaution.
You've information for us.
No, you already have the information. All the names and dates are inside your head. What you want, what you really need, is a story.
A story can be true or false.
I leave such judgments to you, Inspector.
Our story begins, as these stories often do, with a young up-and-coming politician. He's a deeply religious man and a member of the Conservative Party. He's completely single-minded and has no regard for the political process. The more power he attains, the more obvious his zealotry, and the more aggressive his supporters become. Eventually, his party launches a special project in the name of national security. At first, it's believed to be a search for biological weapons, and it's pursued without regard to its cost. However, the true goal of this project is power, complete and total hegemonic domination. The project, however, ends violently. But the efforts of those involved are not in vain, for a new ability to wage war is born from the blood of one of the victims.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon? It's at this point in our story that along comes a spider. He is a man seemingly without a conscience, for whom the ends always justify the means, and it is he who suggests that their target should not be an enemy of the country, but rather the country itself. Three targets are chosen to maximize the effect of the attack: a school, a tube station, and a water treatment plant. Several hundred die within the first few weeks.
The Three Waters has, in fact, been contaminated.
Authorities are attempting to control its deadly spread.
Sends a wave of destruction throughout the underground.
Fueled by the media, fear and panic spread quickly, fracturing and dividing the country until at last the true goal comes into view. Before the St. Mary's crisis, no one would have predicted the results of the election that year. No one. And then not long after the election, lo and behold, a miracle. Some believed it was the work of God himself, but it was a pharmaceutical company controlled by certain party members that made them all obscenely rich. A year later, several extremists are tried, found guilty and executed, while a memorial is built to canonize their victims. But the end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor. The rest, as they say, is history.
Can you prove any of this?
Why do you think I'm still alive?
Right. We'd like to take you into protective custody, Mr. Rookwood.
Oh, I'm sure you would. But if you want that recording, you'll do what I tell you to do. You put Creedy under 24-hour surveillance. When I feel safe that he can't pick his nose without you knowing, I'll contact you again. Till then, cheerio.
Rookwood. Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
Doing in the dark there?
Creepy Creedy.
Not sure I want to know.
Sutler can no longer trust you, can he, Mr. Creedy? And we both know why. After I destroy Parliament, his only chance will be to offer them someone else, some other piece of meat. And who will that be? You, Mr. Creedy. A man as smart as you has probably considered this. A man as smart as you probably has a plan. That plan is the reason Sutler no longer trusts you. It's the reason why you're being watched right now, why there are eyes and ears in every room of this house and a tap on every phone. Bollocks. Oh, a man as smart as you, I think, knows otherwise. What do you want? Sutler. Come now, Mr. Creedy. You knew this was coming. You knew that one day it'd be you or him. That's why Sutler's been kept underground for security purposes. That's why there are several of your men close to Sutler. Men that can be counted on. All you have to do is say the word. What do I get out of this deal? Me. If you accept, put an X on your front door.
Why should I trust you? Because it's the only way you're ever going to stop me.
But your past that disarmed you. May we come up? You find your own tree.
You've got a creepy pin like a butterfly for weeks. Still no word. What's he waiting for? Yeah. Inspector, it's for you.
Yeah.
Is that Chief Inspector Finch?
It is.
This is Captain Clark of the 137th Ward at South End. We found him.
How do?
William Rookwood, the one you've been looking for. I saw your MP report a couple of weeks back and thought I'd run it through our John Doe's. Sure enough, I hooked him. Perfect dental match. He was a floater. A couple of fishermen picked him up. No ID, never solved. Till now, that is.
William Rookwood is dead.
I'd say so. 20 years now.
Damn it! Son of a bitch sat there and spoon-fed me that bullshit, and I ate it up!
So what do we do now, Inspector?
We do what we should have been doing. We find him.
Every day that brings us closer to November, every day that man remains free is one more failure. 347 days, gentlemen. 347 failures!
Chancellor, we do not have the adequate force.
We are being buried beneath the avalanche of your inadequacies, Mr. Creedy!
So far, we count 8 boxcars, several hundred thousand at least.
Christ.
I want anyone caught with one of those masks arrested.
Give me the money! Give me the fucking money!
We're on the siege here. The whole city's gone mad.
This is exactly what it was.
What?
Anarchy in the UK!
Chaos.
Mr. Creedy, I am holding you personally responsible for this situation.
The problem is that he knows us better than we know ourselves. That's why I went to Lark Hill last night.
That's outside quarantine.
I had to see it. There wasn't much left. But when I was there, it was strange. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. See the whole thing. One long chain of events that stretched all the way back before Lark Hill. I felt like I could see everything that had happened. And everything that was going to happen. It was like a perfect pattern laid out in front of me. And I realized that we were all part of it. And all trapped by it.
So do you know what's going to happen?
No. It was a feeling. But I can guess. So much chaos, someone will do something stupid. And when they do, things will turn nasty.
Rioters were arrested in Brixton.
And then Sutler will be forced to do the only thing he knows how to do. At which point, all V needs to do is keep his word. And then... Tonight's your big night. You ready for it? Are we ready for it?
To how you've avoided detection.
A fake ID works better than a Guy Fawkes mask.
Ah. I must confess, every time I heard a siren, I worried about you.
I worried about myself for a while. But then one day I was at a market. And a friend, someone I'd worked with at the BTN, got in line behind me. I was so nervous that when the cashier asked me for my money, I dropped it. My friend picked it up and handed it to me. She looked at me right in the eyes. Didn't recognize me. I guess whatever you did to me were better than I'd have imagined.
I have a gift for you, Evie, but before I give it to you, I'd like to ask you something. Would you dance with me?
Now? On the eve of your revolution?
Oh, a revolution without dancing is a revolution not worth having.
I'd love to.
Tonight, I will speak directly to these people and make the situation perfectly clear to them. The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance. Tonight, any protester, any instigator or agitator will be made example of.
Chancellor, there is a contingency that has not been addressed.
And what is that, Mr. Dascombe?
Should the terrorist succeed?
He won't.
I understand that it is highly unlikely, but if he does...
If he does, and something happens to that building, the only thing that will change, the only difference that it will make, is that tomorrow morning, instead of a newspaper, I will be reading Mr. Creedy's resignation!
You've been busy. They're very scared right now. I heard Sutler's going to make a public statement tonight.
It's nearly time.
The masks were ingenious. I'm strange to suddenly see your face everywhere.
Conceal me what I am, and be my aid for such disguise as haply shall become the form of my intent.
'Twas night.
Viola.
I don't understand.
What?
How you can be one of the most important things that has ever happened to me, and yet I know almost nothing about you. I don't know where you were born, who your parents were, if you had any brothers or sisters. I don't even know what you really look like.
If you please. There is a face beneath this mask, but it's not me. I'm no more that face than I am the muscles beneath it, or the bones beneath them.
I understand.
Thank you. There isn't much time. I have something I must give you.
I meant by Parliament. Never seen anything like it. Tanks, anti-aircraft, infantry. Makes you wish that no one would show up tonight. But if they do, what do you think will happen? Well, it usually happens when people without guns stand up to people with guns. Pull over here. Yeah, we've been searching these tunnels for weeks. You really think you're going to find him there? Inspector.
It's all gone wrong, isn't it?
The underground? I thought they closed this all down.
They did. It took nearly 10 years to clear the tracks, lay a bit of my own. Let me show you.
These tracks lead to Parliament.
Yes.
Then it's really going to happen, isn't it?
It will, if you want it to.
What?
This is my gift to you, Evie. Everything that I have, my home, my books, the gallery, this train. I'm leaving to you to do with what you will.
Is this another trick, V?
No. No more tricks. No more lies. Only truth. And the truth is, you made me understand that I was wrong. That the choice to pull this lever is not mine to make.
Why?
Because this world, the world that I'm a part of and that I helped shape, will end tonight. And tomorrow a different world will begin that different people will shape. And this choice belongs to them.
Where are you going?
The time has come for me to meet my maker and to repay him in kind for all that he's done.
Lee, wait! Please, you don't have to do this! You can let it go. We can leave here together.
You were right about what I am. I have no tree waiting for me. All I want, all I deserve, is at the end of that tunnel.
That's not true.
Tonight, our country, that which we stand for, and all that we hold dear, faces a grave and terrible threat.
Here is clean, sir.
This violent and unparalleled assault to our security will not go undefended.
Where is he?
Or unpunished.
Penny for the guy.
Our enemy is an insidious one, seeking to divide us and destroy the very foundation of our great nation.
I've kept my side of the bargain, but have you kept yours?
Bring him down.
Tonight, we must remain steadfast. We must remain determined. But most of all, we must remain united. Those caught tonight, in violation of curfew, will be considered in league with our enemy and prosecuted as a terrorist without leniency or exception.
I want to see his face.
Tonight, I give you my most solemn vow that justice will be swift. It will be righteous. And it will be without mercy.
Look!
At last, we finally meet. I have something for you, Chancellor. A farewell gift. For all the things you've done, for the things you might have done, and for the only thing you have left. Goodbye, Chancellor. Mr. Creedy?
Disgusting.
Now that's done with. It's time to have a look at your face. Take off your mask.
No.
Defiant to the end, huh? You won't cry like him, will you? You're not afraid of death. You're like me.
The only thing that you and I have in common, Mr. Creedy, is we're both about to die.
How do you imagine that's going to happen?
With my hands around your neck.
Bollocks. What are you going to do, huh? We've swept this place. You've got nothing. Nothing but your bloody knives and your fancy karate gimmicks. We have guns.
No, what do you have are bullets and the hope that when your guns are empty, I'm no longer standing. Because if I am, you'll all be dead before you've reloaded.
That's impossible! Kill him. Thank you.
Room to 1, Whitehall is secure. Over.
This is General Aykroyd. Keep communication tight. I won't have this thing getting any more bollocksed up than it already is.
V! Oh, we've stopped bleeding.
Oh, please don't. I'm finished. I'm glad of it.
Don't say that.
I told you only truth. For 20 years, I saw only this day. Nothing else existed. Until I saw you. And everything changed. I fell in love with you, Evie. Like I no longer believed I could.
I don't want you to die.
That's the most beautiful thing you could have ever given me.
Eyes and ears have detected movement heading towards Trafalgar Square.
This is Perimeter 1. We have enemy contact.
Stop right there. You're Evie Hammond, aren't you? And it's over.
Almost.
Stop. Get your hand off that lever.
Enemy is approaching fast. Requesting orders. General, what should we do?
There's no response from command. Call from Party Leader Creedy. Call from the High Chancellor.
Why are you doing this?
Because he was right.
About what?
That this country needs more than a building right now. Needs hope.
Music, Mr. Finch.
That music.
Yes. His music.
Thank you.
Edmund Dantes. And he was my father. And my mother. My brother. My friend. He was you. And me. He was all of us. Forget the man and what he meant to me.
Defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks.
Sex and race, because they are easy, visible differences, have been the primary ways of organizing human beings into superior and inferior groups and into the cheap labor on which the system still depends. We are talking about a society in which there will be no roles other than those chosen or those earned. We are really talking about humanism.
Thank you.
form. It really is a revolution.